Golf Smarter number 80 for June 26th, 2007.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
More yards and less pain. Golf RX with Dr. Vijay Vaad.
This is Golf Smarter. Each week, we tap the minds of PGA and USGA course pros, architects, authors, and teaching gurus to provide you with tips, drills, insights, and advice so that you can lower your scores. Golf Smarter is brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf, golf's most trusted retailer since 1968. Here's your host, Fred Green.
As always, I'd like to thank you for downloading and joining us for the Golf Smarter podcast. You have many choices in podcasts to listen to, and we truly appreciate you choosing us. Today's guest is Vijay Vaad, MD, a sports medicine specialist and the official physician to the PGA Tour, who's going to share his research on adding more yards to your drives and gives us tips on preventing back pain in the process. His research was also published in the prestigious American Journal of Sports Medicine. Also, Kenny Nicholson will answer a question about when to upgrade your clubs and will announce the winner of a Tour Edge Bazooka J-Max 5-Wood. Welcome, Vijay.
Hey, Fred. How are you in San Francisco this evening?
Oh, doing just fine. And it's afternoon in San Francisco, but I don't think so in New York City.
Beautiful evening.
Yeah, you're getting ready for dinner here. You know, we were talking before we got started here about men who are golfers and the medical profession. Do men not go to doctors, especially if they're in pain?
You know, coming from a man who's harping on other men, you know, we as men tend to obviously be in denial and probably not go to a doctor unless it's very, very serious to the point where you just can't play golf.
And that's what constitutes serious. If I can't play golf, I must be in bad shape.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, I mean, I've seen guys. How long has this been going on? Oh, about 3 weeks. He goes, you know, I can barely hit the ball. You know, I still think we have that gladiator mentality, you know.
Is that what it is? Is that what they call that in medical school? Gladiator mentality?
Well, that's what medical college is for sure. So you dive into work 36 hours straight. But, you know, I think part of it is that. But I think men in general I see who have pretty significant back issues by the time they make it to my office.
And there's no quick fix, is there?
No, there is no quick fix. You know, and I'll say that even if you're earning your money on the PGA Tour, you know, you still have to take the time off, do the proper things, rehabilitate before we can put you back into the game.
How important is your back to your golf game?
I mean, back is what I would call the Grand Central Station. From the musculoskeletal viewpoint, it is the most important aspect. You know, it's the spoke around which the wheels turn, if you will. And it's the center of rotation. It's the center of power transmission from the lower limbs to the upper limbs. I mean, it serves so many functions in golf that any alterations in a healthy back can affect your golf swing, accuracy, and distance.
Mm. But there's more that contributes to back pain than just golf.
Oh, there's obviously. I mean, you know, our lifestyles, especially the modern world where we sit at a desk for too many hours.
Oh, God bless the desk jockeys.
And, you know, that's why at the beginning of the season, I see a lot of injuries because you've been sitting at your desk all day for so many months, and spring comes and you're all of a sudden playing 18 holes of golf 3 days in a row. Very tough for the back to adapt to these new stresses when the discs have been choked in a sitting position for so many months.
Mm-hmm. I know that personally I found a lot of relief in getting out of a chair for my back. I have had back issues, and I've probably talked about it more than I should on this program, but once I got myself out of a chair, and for a while I was sitting on an exercise ball, and I have moved on to a chair that mimics one of those big exercise balls, so it there's no back to it, there's no arms, it swivels left and right, and it forces me to sit up straight, but it's also kind of fun to move around.
No, of course. I mean, you know, I think the chair you pick for your work day is important. You know, that's where you spend so many hours of your life, if you will. And, you know, obviously, you can go to that one end where you are, where it's ergonomically probably the best, sitting on that ball, keeping your back erect. But, you know, practically speaking, a good ergonomic chair with sidearm supports and maybe a little leg support will do for most people.
And what do you see as the most common back issue related to golf?
Well, golf is very, very interesting because the joints in the back, they're called the facet, F-A-C-E-T, facet joints, are really, really prone to injury in golf because they rapidly turn during the golf swing. I mean, they literally absorb so many stresses as your club head is coming to stop from hundreds of miles per hour to 0 miles per hour in a matter of microseconds. And the lumbar facet joints, they're called, really have to work overtime. They take up a beating, and they take more of a beating if you have hip issues, your back muscles are fatiguing, and things of that nature that can really put them at risk for injury.
Is it worse when we're tired? If it's, say, it's at either we go out and play twilight, it's a late round, it's been a tough day, or even if it's really hot and humid and we're, you know, dragging through the golf course here, are we more prone to injure ourselves in that instance or no?
I mean, I think absolutely the three big factors. One is towards the end of a particular round when you're fatigued, your muscles are fatigued. You know, endurance is the ability of a muscle to do an activity over and over. And after about 13, 14, 15 holes, some people, their back muscles are fatigued. They're not protecting those joints anymore, and they can get injured.
And does it tighten up? Is that what it feels like? Or
it tightens up. You could feel the back muscles tightening up, meaning they're just about to give out. But, you know, you still got to finish three or four holes, and that's when a lot of the injuries occur. Second thing is on a hot day, you're just dehydrated and not keeping up with the water demands of your body. And, you know, that really puts you at risk for injuries because the muscles aren't working optimally. And the third thing is if you're playing a lot of golf after lots of airplane travel, because the pressurized cabin puts the joints at risk for injury if you play excessive golf right after you land from a plane, let's say.
Interesting. So you're telling me that if I take a golf trip with my buddies, that I shouldn't go from the airport right to the golf course. I need to stretch out maybe at the driving range before I even start hitting balls.
Yeah, I mean, I think you need to stretch out. You need to really be hydrated because a plane really dehydrates you. 10% is about the humidity in the average plane. So between the pressurized cabin and the dehydration of the body, really, you could really put yourself at risk. So you need to hydrate yourself, stretch properly, warm up, and then get into the game of golf, especially if you're coming off a plane.
Yeah. And I hate to break it to you, fans. Beer and coffee are not going to hydrate you all that much.
I've learned that the hard way, the second part, definitely.
Yeah, the coffee, early morning. Got to have my morning
beer
coffee.
Part, the first one.
Yeah, right. Got to stop at Starbucks on my way to the golf course at 6 a.m., right? but also, personally, I've never understood it, but I don't drink a lot as it is. But beer on a golf course, I know it's fun.
Fun.
But it's not going to contribute to your score or your health, right?
Not for the most part. Although occasionally it'll loosen you up a bit and there's that, you know, mid part of the way you might be able to get away with it. But in the long run, it'll dehydrate you and cause injuries.
Yeah. Boy, it was someone much smarter than me who said the youth was wasted on the young. So in your book, Golf RX, the subtitle is really what grabbed me, a 15-minute-a-day core program for more yards and less pain. You nailed it with that one. I mean, I hope it didn't take long to come up with that title, or was it many committee meetings that did?
Well, you know, it actually wasn't. It was natural. It made sense because the whole project was born out of the research we did on the PGA Tour at the Westchester Open. It's been renamed multiple things now. I think it's the named after some bank now, Barclays Classic, but it's been named different things in the past. But it's at the Westchester Country Club. where we did research about 4 or 5 years ago, and we found some very, very valuable things in that research. And it was a logical subtitle, because we correct certain deficits that lead to loss of yardage and back pain, and if we can correct those, then it leads to more yards and less pain. So it was a kind of a natural extension of the research, that subtitle.
Well, I think that any golfer over the age of 4 is looking for both of those things, more yards and less pain. And, you know, well, 4 for the more yards, 40 for the less pain part. Let's dig into this a little bit, and hopefully you can give us some tips and drills and advice on how to improve things. Again, I'll speak of myself, but over the last couple of years, I've been attending a core strengthening class twice a week, and it has really helped for eliminating a lot of my pain that I have when I wake up in the morning, a lot of the pain that I have when I get up during the day, you know, from my chair, my desk chair. Plus, it's contributed to the fact that I've lost 20 pounds.
I think that's huge, the weight loss.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Well, I was huge. But, yeah, it's made a tremendous difference in my back.
But, you know, I'm in Back RX, which is our original book, and I almost consider Golf RX as an extension of that book for golfers. Back RX was about core strength, endurance, and flexibility, the three key elements. I think Golf RX expands upon it for golfers for those three key things: flexibility, strength, and endurance. And it's, you know, it's all about the core having those three elements. And if you have that, then I call that, you know, the core is the engine that drives everything in golf. And so if you have those three key elements to the core, the flexibility, the strength, and the endurance, then not only can you hit the ball much, much further, which we've proven, but you can also protect the musculoskeletal mechanism of your body, you know, from, you know, really from the knee, hip, back, all the way to your wrist, is protected because of this significant strength in the core. And that's the crux of what Golf RX is all about.
Are you a golfer?
Yeah, but I'm not a good golfer.
Nobody's a great golfer. Didn't you hear Tiger complaining about his round?
Well, you know what I couldn't believe? He said nobody with a 10 handicap could score under 100 at the latest U.S. Open.
Yeah, the U.S. Open. When Bob Costas was interviewing him after Saturday, I couldn't believe that when he said, I'll tell you, anybody who thinks there's a good golfer and has a 10 handicap or under could...
Come here and play where the big boys play.
Yeah, right. You would not be able to break 100 on this course.
I was flabbergasted.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was awesome.
But, you know, I could see. I mean, that was unforgiving, that brutal.
Yeah. And we've talked about it multiple times on this show. And number 17, what a tease it was, going, all right, well, you want a short par 4? Fine, let's go. Come on, big boy.
That was for the big boys in the big lane, that whole course.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the beauty of golf. We get to go out and play that course if we have the opportunity. Not that we want to.
Unless you want to make an ugly reality movie about me, you don't want to see me anywhere near that course.
How come? Yeah, one of the things I think that also has helped my back recently, I've noticed that I have much less pain after a round, is that I've went to a golf school and got a new swing pretty much. I just kind of rotate around my spine much better than what I used to do, which was swaying from right to left when I would hit the ball. How come some people don't get pain and so many do?
Well, it's multiple factors. You know, number one is genetics. You know, I think. I mean, I've seen golfers with really bad biomechanical swing who've never gotten back pain. You know, they just have genes, certain ability that their back doesn't hurt. Number two is, you know, intrinsic factors, meaning that if you have a little bit of hip arthritis or something on one side, it's going to put you at risk for back pain with the golf swing. And number three, obviously, is bad biomechanics. For the average person, going to wreak havoc on your back. So you've got to really have good biomechanics. And, you know, it's like if the motion is fluid, you have good biomechanics. just goes so smoothly, you barely feel like anything's happened, but the ball's gone 300 yards.
And the programs that you've developed for the Golf RX book, you develop these not just, you know, out at the driving range on your own. You were working with PGA Tour on this to come up with the statistics and these exercises?
Yeah, the statistics and the exercises are based upon research that we did on the PGA Tour professionals. And the clinical trial, the study was published in American Journal of Sports Medicine in 2004. It's a very, you know, it's a very prestigious journal in the physician sports medicine world. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of science behind this. You know, we didn't just come out with this book and say, you know, do these exercises and do these stretches and you'll have more yards and less pain. There's science and there's research behind it. So, you know, we backed it up with, you know, we've proven this type of thing.
What should an aging body expect to happen as they continue to play golf? And, you know, probably starting in your mid-40s and onward, where we tend to try to play more golf than before. Our kids are grown up, perhaps. That always makes it harder to play a lot of golf. And we're getting to the point in our career where we might be able to take a day off or, you know, during the week and stuff. So we're going to play more golf, but our body's really not going to cooperate with us. What kind of things should we expect to happen, and what can we do to prevent those?
I think one of the biggest things, obviously, is this whole thing, degeneration, if you will. You know, I hate, it sounds like a depressing word.
It is very depressing.
But the reality is, after age 40, your average person, man, woman, you know, no matter how super athlete you are or super whatever you are, your body starts degenerating, meaning it starts losing water content in the tissues. Now, you cannot replace this water content by just drinking water. I mean, I'm talking about this is water content in the cartilage, in the soft tissues in the body, and you start losing 1% muscle mass a year, and you could minimize that by doing some resistance training and core strengthening like Golf RX offers. But you're still, your tissues, like your disc, for example, in the low back, will dehydrate after age 40. Will start dehydrating. So we'll start losing some water content, cushion abilities, shock-absorbing abilities. As a result, you're more at risk for pain coming on in the back, the hip, what have you, as you get older. I think the best thing to combat that is keep your weight down and do exercises like Golf RX that really maintain your strength and endurance and flexibility. I mean, I think that's the bottom line. It's one of the biggest age fighters, if you will, that we have. You can minimize and retard those changes from happening. Can't prevent them, though. I mean, it's, you know, there's no such thing as aging prevention. But you can minimize.
Oh, yes, there is. It's called death.
That's true. Stand corrected. But you know, you can minimize the bad stuff from happening. I mean, don't smoke a lot. Don't gain a lot of weight. And try to do, you know, lots of walking or aerobic exercises. Do Golf RX type of strengthening core exercises to minimize the damage or effects of aging, if you will.
Spoken like a doctor. Stop having fun.
Well, I think there could be a lot of fun. I mean, you know, I mean, if you go to some of these classes, you know, there's lots of action going on, lots of good stuff. You can, I think, when you go to places where you're living a healthier lifestyle, you tend to meet people who are healthier and living a more active lifestyle. So I think you can have fun and minimize effects of aging at the same time.
Yeah, and it's not until you start really feeling the effects of aging that you want to start thinking about changing it and you feel like it's too late. But it's never too late. Let me tell you here. And actually, this is all great advice for young golfers to be aware of what could happen and what you need to do to help slow the aging process for yourself. This is good. Why don't we get into some exercises and some practical things that we can do? Let's start with a warm up. What do you advise?
I think the bottom line is that in the warm up, you have to really do a couple of hip stretches and shoulder stretches. I mean, hips and shoulders are quite involved in golf. And it should be gentle. It doesn't have to be a lot of stretches.
Okay, I'm standing up. Let's do it. Walk me through them. We got people standing on trains right now.
You know, you could do something as simple as standing up straight and trying to touch your fingers to your toes. I mean, something as easy as that.
Really? Just a couple times, or?
You could. Well, you have to hold it for at least 5 or 10 seconds.
And should you cross one leg over the other? Does that help?
Yeah, that's fine. That's better because you're doing a hip stretch at the same time.
So it's not bounce up and down, touch your toes, stand up, touch your toes, stand up.
No violent activities. Slow, sustained contractions of the. And I think that's something very, very simple.
Okay, so I'm doing it right now. My hands are down by my toes. You can probably hear me. But I'm curious, should my head be up and my back be, stretched out, or should I just try to hang my head upside down?
You just hang your head upside down. Be relaxed.
You want to be relaxed there? Sorry.
One of my favorite stretches, we have 18 stretches for 18 holes.
We're going to go over most of those before we leave here today.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of the book. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff in there, but 18 stretches for 18 holes. I love those because you go from top to bottom and stretch every part out.
And you have like a different stretch that you do before you tee off in each hole? Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the stretch you do for hole number one, that's after you warm up, your putting green and your driving range, but you should do something before you go to the driving range first?
Yeah. Before you go to the driving range are basic big muscle group stretches, and then basically, which is the hips, the shoulders. And then when you get on these holes, we're starting from the neck down. So
all right. Well, wait a minute. We just touched our toes. That one's for the hips. Now, what about you said for the shoulders? And
well, the shoulder and those stretches are where you just take your right arm and you twist around and stretch the right arm. And it's good. Pretend like the right wrist is twisting and coming towards the left side as much as possible.
Okay.
Again, slow and sustained.
Again, slow and sustained. And just hold it there and breathe through it a couple times. Don't just get it there.
I just want to hold 5 seconds. Hold.
Right, but don't hold your breath. You got to breathe through this so you can stretch
it. You've got to breathe through it. It's got to be sustained breathing is the key to not just the stretches, but also to get into the golf preparatory stage, if you will, because it kind of sets a certain breathing rhythm because you're coming from work, you're probably rushing, and and your adrenaline is probably running, or you're stressed out, and your
cortisol
levels higher, and you want to calm it down.
Right, and you have to go up to the first tee, which is always one of the more stressful places on a golf course.
Absolutely, because you bring in life stresses into it.
Mm-hmm.
Rushing, so.
So then what would be the exercise for the first tee?
Well, the first tee is just a simple neck stretch, where you just take your neck and you go side to side. Because neck motion, the motion has to be fluid from top to bottom, and we want the neck to be flexible, fluid, and so it's just simple. Turn your neck to the right side, turn to the left side, and again, with the breath, relax, and then so on and so forth. And then as you get all through the holes, you're going lower and lower parts of your body. And one of my favorite stretches in there, they're all great, but there's one that I think encompasses a lot of things, and I think it's one of Tom Watson's favorite too, is you just bend down, you're standing up, you touch your right arm to your left toe, and while you're doing that, you bring your left arm and you fan it out. So
wait, you lost me this. So you bring you bend over, and I'm doing this here. I got my right hand on my left toe.
Yep.
Okay.
Left arm is straight out and it's fanned out. So you're twisted a little bit.
Okay.
And you could even look up at the left arm if you want. That really creates... you're stretching multiple things there.
Wow. And then...
hamstrings, calves, shoulders, neck, everything.
And you do that for one hole, and then you do the other side for the next hole, or you do both sides on that hole?
You do both sides on that hole.
Oh, okay. That's two stretches. We got a twofer on that one.
But that's just one, one stretch for one. That just happens to be my favorite.
So are these you want to do 18 different stretches for each hole, or do you
have one stretch per hole? So,
right, but I mean, do you have 18 different moves?
Yeah, we have 18 different stretches for 18 different holes.
And do you do these religiously on each one, or do you
Absolutely.
Feel goofy and people watching you and you're like, what are you doing over there?
I think it does a couple things. You know, it kind of distracts you.
Which is a good thing.
Which is a good thing.
Because all you're doing is thinking about your score and how you double bogey that one.
Or you're anxiously waiting your turn. Usually you're playing in foursome or something, I'm assuming. And, you know, while you're waiting your turn, just do this. You know, it takes your mind off of things. It focuses you in on your driver. I mean, you could be chatting with the rest of the group, but there's no nervousness. There's no waiting. I mean, and it's contributing positively to your stroke coming up.
And so the last couple stretches you've given me, I've bent over and touched my toes twice successfully. Thank you very much. And we've also did our neck backside, and we've done our arms. How about a couple more?
Yeah, I mean, some of these are lying down. So, you know, you could...
I'll do that.
Lie on your back.
Okay, hang on. I'll get down here. Okay, yep.
And you do a figure four. So basically, you take your right ankle, you put it on top of your left thigh.
Right ankle on the left thigh. Got it.
And get the right knee to try to kiss the ground as much as possible without coming up on the left side.
Oh, I see. Bring it over the top.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic stretch, you know. I mean, you're really stretching the hip rotators big time.
And again, breathe through it. Because
yep.
There's a tendency as I'm lying here doing this to hold my breath, but you shouldn't do that.
No, Golf RX is all about good, sustained breathing. Focus on the breath.
Mm-hmm. And then do the other side as well. Bring the left knee over, across. Try to keep your back flat.
Keep your back flat.
And if you can get a crack out of it, oh, it feels so great.
That's fine. I mean, that's great. For golf, that's excellent. Are the other big stretches while you're lying on your back?
Sure. I'll stay here.
You keep your left leg straight. You're lying on your back.
Okay.
Cross over the right bent leg over to the left side with your left hand. And you keep pushing it over to the left side while keeping the right side glued to the ground. And you'll hear a little crack in your back on that one, too. That's stretching your back and your hip muscles out simultaneously. It's a great stretch, too. But you know, these are all in Golf RX. I mean, they're really, you know, you could throw a book like that in your golf bag. And
well, maybe we should have a little a compendium to go with it so we can stick it in our golf bag so we don't have to bring a hardback book with us. You know, that you could just, here are the 18 stretches for each hole. You just stick it in your bag, or maybe we can put them on your golf cart or something.
Should have Penguin discuss that. I mean, that's a great idea. You know, just a little cheat sheet.
Yeah. The Cliff Notes version of your book.
Yeah.
And that they can just, or, you know what? You got a website, don't you?
I have a website.
All right. Why don't you just put a little printable version on that?
I think that's a great idea.
For 50 cents, you can put a little printable version of the 18 stretches, and you can make money, too.
We could do it for nothing. I mean, I think it's a great public service thing.
I do, too. Well, thank you. I just thought I'd give you a money-making idea, and it obviously didn't work. You can do it for free. You're a doctor.
Bad businessman.
So am I. I'm doing this podcast for free. Wow. Well, this has been great stuff. Okay. I love it too much. Can you give me one more?
Yeah, I mean...
Thank you.
The one is where you put a golf club behind you.
Ooh, good.
And you try to basically just twist gently. Again, gently is the key here, side to side. So you could twist the left side with a golf club behind you.
Oh, you're twisting with the club behind your back.
Yeah.
As opposed to in front of your back.
No, behind.
Or in front of you.
Yeah.
Oh, and what about bending?
Stabilizing your spine and you're rotating.
Right.
And you try to rotate as much as you can to the left without causing pain. Pain does not mean gain. The pain means you're harming the back. So go towards left side where you feel some discomfort but not pain.
Yeah, who came up with the no pain, no gain thing?
I think these are personal trainers who are keeping us in business.
Oh, keeping you in business. Yeah, well, they're wrong. That the pain means you should listen to your body, and if it tells you it hurts, be nice.
That's right. So, and then, you know, you hold it for about 5 or 10 seconds on that side, and then with the breath, do one count of 5 to 7 breaths, and then you twist over to the other side, again, gently, low sustained stretch. That's a great one, too.
That is a good one. These are all great. And the book is really good and very helpful, and it's Golf RX by Vijay Vaad, MD, along with Dave Allen. It's a 15-minute-a-day core program for more yards and less pain. And it is available on the web. And also, your website?
It's vijayvaad.com, VIJAYVAD.com.
Go ahead and check that out, and you'll get more information, and maybe you'll even find a little printout of the 18 exercises for 18 holes that you can take with you, huh?
Sounds good.
All right, Vijay, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I thank you for the tips.
Thanks for having me, and I appreciate it, and keep in touch.
It's time to Ask Kenny. Do you have a question about specific golf gear or are baffled about what to look for in a category of golf products? Kenny Nicholson, technical specialist at edwinwattsgolf.com, would like to help. And if we use your question on the show, you'll receive a free Golf Smarter Edwin Watts Golf hat. To submit your question, go to golfsmarterpodcast.com and click on the button labeled Ask Kenny. Ask Kenny is brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf at edwinwattsgolf.com, golf's most trusted retailer since 1968. Now, if you're used to listening to Kenny and you've been listening in a while, I want you to prepare yourself because things are a little different. Kenny and I are not really sitting in the same room. It just seems that way because Kenny got himself a new set of headphones and we're using Skype. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, Fred. How are you today?
Whoa, that's jarring. I'm doing well. Thank you very much. How's your headphones feel?
They feel a little bit different than the normal receiver that I use, but it sounds like I'm sitting in the studio with you, which is amazing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, from this angle, too, it just sounds phenomenal. And please send us your feedback how you like this. I know it's going to be upsetting at first. It's going to sound a little strange because you're used to having Kenny in your ear talking to you on the phone, and it feels like you're talking to him on the phone, but I think this is going to work really well. I'm very excited about this. I've been pushing for this for a long time.
You have, yeah.
And I appreciate it.
It's not that I've been hesitant. It's just you want to have a product that works well.
Yeah. What did you end up getting? You want to do a review on your headsets?
No, that's fine because I don't know that much about it. I actually, believe it or not, I went and got a wireless keyboard and mouse, and as a bonus, you got a free set of headsets. Headphones to use your Skype with, and I was like, these can't be that good.
Oh my gosh!
But to be
really
honest
good.
With you, they're the best I've had.
And do you know who makes it? Was it a Kensington?
Logitech.
It's a Logitech. I like Logitech products. I have techno lust. I have to admit, I love gadgets like this.
I'm a techie guy when it comes to electronic stuff. Yeah. I have to admit.
So you're gonna get an iPhone?
Believe it or not, I am looking hard at getting one.
Are you really?
They're going to be so hard to find.
No.
Well, I'll be honest with you. There's a couple of guys here that
not in Fort Walton Beach, man. Actually,
where you're at, they're going to be hard to find.
Yeah, exactly. Fort Walton Beach, I don't even know if you have an Apple store in Fort Walton. You probably have to go to Mobile or something, right, to see an Apple store.
You could probably go to Pensacola or Tallahassee. Yeah. Don't make it sound like we're this little blip on the radar.
You are, I mean, man.
Fort Walton Beach, Destin, the world's widest beaches. Come on, Fred, you've been here.
I have been there.
It's definitely different.
It is definitely. It's not, you know, like on your normal tour guide places.
No, but if you ever visit, you'd love it.
Yes, it's true. You would. And I had a great time, and I can't wait to go back. You know, you're going to get an iPhone, huh?
I'm thinking about it. I'll let you know on the next show.
Have you gone to Apple?
Okay,
go to apple.com and look at the tour. Have you seen? They have the.
I did. I already saw it.
Yeah, that's going
to
convince you.
YouTube and see a ton of them.
Yeah, and that'll convince you. Or is it just iHype?
Yeah.
I'm an Apple nut, so I'll. All right, enough of that. So we got a question here from Christopher Bloor of Milton, Georgia. And he says he's an average golfer. Check this guy. He thinks he's an average golfer. Although he has a 13-14 handicap, he plays 6 to 8 times a month. Maybe a little bit more than average. I wish I was average at that point.
He plays more than average.
Yeah, he plays more than average, but he plays average golf. Okay, 13 to 14. And he says he's always hearing about the latest technology with the new clubs, and he wants to know how often he should think about buying a new set of clubs. Right now, he's playing with a Callaway X18 irons, X-Tour wedges, and TaylorMade R7 driver. He likes his clubs a lot, but he says, I think my improvement is mainly going to come from lessons rather than new equipment. I would probably agree with that, don't you?
I would agree with that. I mean, typically what you find, in his instance, he plays X18 irons, and the X20 is not exactly the replacement for the X18. I would say it would be a replacement for the 16s or the 14s. Iron technology changes a little bit less than driver technology does. What I mean by that is the improvements that they make typically are a little bit smaller. Where in driver technology, you can change movable weight technology, you can change the moment of inertia, you can change the center of gravity, you can change so many different things because you have such a big shape to work with. You know, in iron technology, you have a smaller piece of metal that you can work with. So what can you do? Can you move weight? Can you change face materials, hosel designs? There's a few different things that you can do to make an iron better. It's just hard to progress like you can in driver and fairway wood technology. So, I mean, looking at irons, it's one of those things. I still play the same irons that I've had for probably 4 or 5 years. And my philosophy is probably the same as most every golfer out there. I'm not going to change if something isn't better for me.
Right.
You know, if there's an iron out there that I'm not going to play better, then why change? I mean, you look at Tiger Woods when he first became a Nike staff player, and he played, I want to say he played Mizuno irons back then, and he said, look, guys, you know, I'm all for Nike, but I'm not going to play your brand unless you make something that's as good or better than what I have. And that's what Tom Stikes was able to do. He was able to create a golf club that, you know, had the same type look that he was always interested in, and made a club that was better than he had in the past. So that's what you really have to concentrate on and look at whenever you're looking at new iron technology is what you have, is it obsolete? If it's not obsolete, you don't ever make a decision just because there's a new product out there that looks good. If it doesn't perform well to you, then obviously you're not going to score well on the golf course. And that's the way that I've always looked at it. I'm not going to change just because I can, or just because something out there looks good. And trust me, I've hit a lot of irons out there saying, hey, there's got to be something better than what I have. And for me, there's stuff that's as good, you know, but why make the change when I'm really used to what I'm playing?
But Kenny, I think his point is well taken when he says that he probably would see more improvement coming from lessons than rather new equipment.
Yeah, that's correct. And typically what you find when somebody goes and gets lessons is that they might need to get a new set of golf clubs because they're either playing into something that they're not quite capable of playing into, or they need to get something that's designed for their swing. And in his case, it sounds like he's playing the correct golf club. I mean, the Callaway X18 irons, X-Tour wedges, and the TaylorMade R7 driver, they don't get a lot better than that out there. And he's playing 6 to 8 times a month, which I would consider above average. So lessons in his part would be the most important thing for him to try to do, and then go from there.
And based on the conversation we just had with Dr. Vod, maybe if you did a little more stretching, you'd get a little more yardage, you'd feel a lot better, and your head would feel better. I think, you know, Christopher, I think you're doing okay. I think
it sounds like he's doing fine.
Just call.
I mean, believe it or not, a 13 to 14 handicap. That's above, well above average for the guys out there playing.
Right, right.
I mean, when you look at the total overall players out there, and you talk about working out. I mean, they were joking with Fred Funk this past week, and he's playing so good right now on the PGA Tour. And they said, you know, Fred, I hear you're out there working out, and you know that's how you're able to maintain what you're doing at 51 years old. And he said, well, it's not so much working out. I've started to stretch a lot more than I used to. And believe it or not, if you can get more flexibility, you're going to hit the ball farther and a lot easier.
Well, yeah, you'll be able to turn a lot easier, and it'll just be a much more fluid motion. Right?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's worked for me, and it could work for you, too. Speaking of work, let's give something away.
I love part of the show.
Yeah, me too. I look forward to it. We've been talking for the last couple of weeks about giving away a Tour Edge Bazooka J-Max 5-wood, and we've been receiving entries from all over the world, and I have sorted these entries by first name. And we have 179 entries that have come in over the last 2 weeks. Kenny, you are the lucky person who gets to pick a number between 1 and 179, and that will be the winner. And the winner is number...
Man, I hate this part of the show.
No, you do. No, wait. You just said you love this part
of
the show.
I know, but I'm either going to make somebody's day or break a lot of people's days.
Well, then let's give away 20 of these.
99. There you go.
Okay. You don't want to give away 20 of them?
I wish I could.
I wish you could, too. All right. Number 99. I have to turn the page here to number 2 and come up with number 99. And that entry has arrived all the way from Avon Lake, Ohio, and the winner is Ken Kensick.
Ken? Congratulations, Ken. That'd be an easy one for me to remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You picked that on purpose, right? You went right to the K's because
I picked see the list.
No, you never have seen the list.
No.
No. But I email you names afterwards. And
After the show, I see it.
After the show. But, you know, and of course, we haven't mentioned it in a while, but we should. But when you do enter the contest, your email addresses are given to Edwin Watts Golf. But you know what? That means you get a catalog. And if you have a catalog, you go online, you get a 10% discount, you get free shipping, only because you're a Golf Smarter listener. You know, it all works for everybody here. All right. Now that we're going to be sending Ken a Tour Edge Bazooka J-Max, I want to announce that we have another product to give away. Don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do. I like this part of the show. Yeah. I love to give away stuff.
Yeah. You love to sell stuff, too. But for the show, you love to give away stuff. What do you want to give away today?
One of the items that I play myself, a Sonar Tech T35 Wedge. We're talking about getting better. The majority of the people out there need to get better from 100 yards in, and this is a perfect time to win something to help you get better.
Yeah. You know what? I just booked an interview this week. A listener requested I interview his teacher, and his whole focus is 100 yards and in. So that stay tuned for that one with Mike Wilkerson. But the Sonar Tech T35 Wedge, you have choices of right or left-handed, of course?
We do.
And you have different degree loft for your wedges?
We do. 52, 54, 56, 58, and 60.
Wow, lots of choices. So whoever the winner is, they can let Kenny know what exactly they would like, and they will receive that in the mail. Now, to enter the Golf Smarter podcast contest, go to golfsmarterpodcast.com and click on the word contest just below the Edwin Watts Golf banner. Fill out the information and then get the verification code in and click submit, and you are then entered. You only have to do that once per contest drawing, but it's so easy to do because once you've done it once, all the information should be in your computer as long as you have your cookies enabled. And if you also, there's a space provided there for to send me a note, comment, suggestion, whatever. If you'd like to do that, I will respond when I possibly can. Deadline for entries is going to be noon. I'm changing from midnight to noon. Noon, Monday, July 9th, and we'll announce the winner on the program of July 10th. All right. Want to also remind you, the Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf podcast, episode 2, is now on iTunes. You should be receiving it in your iTunes. If you're not, please go and subscribe to it. You can subscribe in iTunes or just go to golfbetterpodcast.com and you can subscribe. There's a button there to subscribe in iTunes from there. We're also giving away your choice of a Frankly Frog putter or a Scotty Cameron putter. So make sure that you go to golfbetterpodcast.com and enter for the giveaway on that. We're going to extend that deadline to July 1st. And next week we'll announce what the next show will be about, and we'll also have part 2 of the conversation with Scotty Cameron and Frank Thomas. That's it for today, Kenny.
Thank you, Fred. I hope it sounds good.
I've really enjoyed speaking to you with you here in the room with me.
Yeah.
So we'll speak again next week.
You got it. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you, Kenny. Golf Smarter has been brought to you in part by the Bird Golf Academy. If you've considered going to a golf academy, make sure your research begins and ends with the Bird Golf Academy. We'd like to thank Bird Golf Academy for their forward-thinking and supportive podcasting and sponsoring the Golf Smarter podcast in the past. Please check them out and go to birdgolf.com. Don't forget that you can join the other Golf Smarter listeners who've taken advantage of the 10% discount and ultimate instruction from the Bird Golf Academy. This week's closing quote has been sent from a longtime listener who's currently in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and is the Club A professional at the Sao Paulo Golf Club. It's Jim Almquist. So if you're ever in Sao Paulo, Brazil, stop by, say hey to Jim, and tell him you also listen to Golf Smarter. Jim quotes Sam Snead, who once said, "Golf got complicated when I had to wear shoes and begin thinking about what I was doing." If you have any questions, comments, quotes, or requests, just click on the Hey Fred button at GolfSmarterPodcast.com. If you're passionate about golf and like to know about the newest in golf equipment, then let me invite you to listen to the Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf Podcast. Hi, I'm Fred Green, and in our next episode about putters and putter technology, you'll get to eavesdrop on a conference call between myself, Kenny Nicholson, technical specialist of Edwin Watts Golf, and two of the biggest names associated with putter technology today, Frank Thomas of franklygolf.com, and probably the greatest putter designer of our time, the legendary Scotty Cameron.
Scotty, I think that you've been exposed to some of the best people in the world and some of the best players who make a living out of this. And the average golfer trying to do what those guys are doing is like trying to balance your tires to go 250 miles an hour when the engine of the car can't drive it more than 60.
Agreed. And how much of this is just too much to think about? When you get over a putt, it's supposed to be a natural move. And if you're thinking about grip weight, head weight, shaft flex, loft issues, lie issues, eyes, ball position, when does it become too much?
You'll also hear details on how you can win either a Frankly Frog putter or a Scotty Cameron putter, courtesy of Edwin Watts Golf. Subscribe to the Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf Podcast at iTunes, or you can listen to it on your computer at golfbetterpodcast.com.